views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Get ready for a game changer. Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah will bring you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Now here's your host, Sarah Westall.
Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall, and you're listening to Conscious Business Radio on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Today, we're going to be talking about Eastern and Western medicine. We have a lot of issues in this country, right? Besides our healthcare being out of control cost-wise, we have a system where people are being addicted to drugs or being put on drugs for the rest of their lives. Multiple drugs, and we're just captured in the system, and we're not trying to take care of the source problem in many cases. And many times we're becoming sicker and not healthier, and that's showing in the stats. Yes, we have extended our life expectancy, and babies in this country are better than they were, mothers less die in childbirth. So there's a lot of advantages to Western medicine. And we've been able to resolve a lot, but we haven't been able to take care of a lot of the core problems. We do a lot more of Band-Aids on issues and get ourselves on drugs for many, many, for the rest of our lives. And it's very expensive, and we don't live the quality of life that we could. So I wanted to look at this Eastern medicine, and that's been very popular in many parts of the country and have really been exploding lately, I think because of all the problems that we're having in Western medicine. But I'm going to bring a master healer on. Her name is Chu Lizo. And she, a master healer in China, is considered the most honorable thing to be. It's somebody that has hours upon hours of experience. She actually has treated over 10,000 clients. She's taught all over the world. She has formal training, over 8 years of formal training, and then teaching in China and Switzerland and also all over the United States. She's mentored many people. She's been considered the best acupuncturist in the country. Very, very good stuff coming from her. But I wanted to talk to her about what the differences were between Western and Eastern medicine and what she does. She has a different way of approaching Eastern medicine. She's applied modern technology to Eastern medicine so that she can measure the energy level. She can show people how the energy level will be low and then come out high. She shows people where blockages are. It's a very interesting way that she's doing it because she's merging modern technology with Eastern medicine and really showing people the results. She has specific targeted areas that she goes after, and then she has measured results, which is really bringing the science, although this Eastern medicine, she'll explain, is really based in science. It really shows Westerners and other people how it's based in science, and she can prove it. And I think it will help Eastern medicine really get a more stronghold in this country. But I don't even know why it would need that much of that, because people go in and they can resolve diseases or resolve issues that with Western medicine you would need to be on drugs for the rest of your life, and they're able to solve problems. There are even things like stroke and anxiety and depression and, of course, obesity and those things by just getting you to eat right, you know, have a balanced system. But after I do this interview, I'm going to play a song by William Calamari. He is considered one of the top composers in the world. In fact, one of the top composers ever lived, actually. And his life story is absolutely remarkable. They're making a movie out of his life story. And in fact, the screenplay won the New York Film Festival's Best Screenplay. And his story, he was a good musician, and then he got into a health problem and went into a coma, and they thought he was going to die. And when he came out of this coma, his talent for music exploded, and he could compose music on the fly. He does concerts in front of people on stage and composes a whole symphony in front of them. And they're comparing his music to Mozart and Beethoven. And, you know, the head of Sony says he's the best composer on earth. It's amazing. So I'm just going to give you a little bit of taste of his music. And you can listen to his full interview on my website at sarahwestall.com. I did that last year after he won the film festival. So after I'm done with this amazing interview from Truly Zoe, you will hear a song from William Calamari. So let's now get into our interview with master healer Truly Zoe. Hi, Truly. Welcome to the program.
Oh, hi, Sarah. Glad to be here.
Well, I'm hoping you can educate us, okay? Because obviously there's been a lot going on with medicine, and there's a lot of upcry in Western medicine about the illnesses that we have, and people are angry with the pharmaceutical drugs being so expensive and, you know, just a mess, right? Eastern medicine, Chinese medicine has really taken off in a lot of sectors. You are a master healer and you've developed your own healing system. First, can you tell me what a master healer is and what qualifies you to that level?
Actually, master healer means help people heal from inside out. In other words, we reestablish balance in physical, emotion, and spiritual. So reestablish the balance in our body, so then we will have good health, because all illnesses, like health conditions, like pain, stress, digestion issues, sleep problems, all these health issues come from the imbalance in the body. In other words, the physical, emotional stress, trauma, as well as chemical toxicity cause the imbalance in our body, then develop the illness, health conditions we don't want. A master healer who has this title usually have a massive experience, at least over 25 years, and treated clients over 10,000 above, mentored numerous of, and taught general public about health with the ancient healing system.
So in China, it's a very honorable thing, right? Because it's the most respected level that you can get to in your field.
That's right. It's very honorable in China. But since in USA, we have a license system. So everyone who are licensed as acupuncturist is equally. But actually, there is a huge difference between China trained with many years of experience and treated a lot of patients versus somebody just graduated from acupuncture school in USA. So there's a huge difference.
And you have many, many years of traditional study as well, right? You have 8 years of schooling, and then you've done a lot of schooling as well, teaching others and then teaching all over the world.
Yes. Yes, I taught in China, also throughout all my last 25 years journey, actually 30 years. I taught like Switzerland and Hawaii, Pennsylvania, and California. So I've been teaching Chinese medicine for so many years, and really know the essence how to use this healing art to benefit our life, modern life.
Well, it's interesting because I think the Western medicine is starting to catch on to that whole idea that there's this balance issue, right? Instead of looking at it from just silos, they're still very silo, but the holistic medicine is
it's really starting to catch on, not yet in the mainstream, but at least they're talking about it and trying. But what do you think is the biggest philosophical difference that you see between Western and Eastern medicine?
Yeah, the big difference in East West medicine with Western medicine is in East medicine, we focus on the whole body approach versus single part focus with Western medicine. In other words, we look at our body as a whole organic unit. In other words, all parts of our body are connected, functioning together if in a well-balanced condition.
Well, in Eastern medicine, then, the drugs and things that Western medicine do you ever see that as useful? Is it just part of the whole?
Yeah, it's a part of the whole. I think Western medicine look at each single part of our body very carefully, very detailed, but sometimes, most of the time, forget about the whole picture of our body. For example, a lot of pain pills really help temporarily relieve the pain, like steroids or like Advil, those pain pills. But they forgot what they cause to our body. A lot of people suffer from stomach problem, acid reflex and pain in the stomach after taking a long term of pain pills.
There's consequences for taking drugs for long periods of time.
Sure. So Chinese Eastern medicine is focused on the whole body.
You've developed your own system, which integrates the traditional medicine, a traditional method and modern technology, focus on targeted treatments and measurable results, which I love. So how do you do targeted treatments with measurable results? Because that's what's really different, I think, about your method versus other methods. And it takes it from being a kind of a voodoo, weird science to something that is real.
Mm-hmm. So number one, I would like to say Chinese medicine, East medicine is not a voodoo at all. It's a science-based practice of a healing system that has been used for 5,000 years. So, and also a lot of evidence of the scientific base, how does acupuncture work. But here, number two, I also like to say how can we offer targeted treatment and measure results. So when clients come here, we start with the test results with archigraph and the baseline. So the person will see which part of the body, the meridians is out of balance, then cause the health problem they have. And then second of all, after treatment, we measure again. So you can see the change of the results through the treatment before, after. So it's very clear, illustrated what improves our body. So in that sense, we can actually really correct the problems people have through the approach. And also this can be measured and illustrated. So that's how we can offer the targeted treatment with measure results. Most of our acupuncturists really use just the traditional method. There's nothing wrong with it, but there was a need to modernize this method, this healing art with the technology we have today. That's what I did, this merge traditional method combined with modern technology to better serve our people.
Well, and it gives people a really good idea of what's going on. It was working before. Now you can just prove it.
Yes, correct. It's been working. Now you just prove it. That's correct.
Do you think that people who follow Eastern medicine and look at a holistic approach, don't take drugs, those kinds of things, do they end up being healthier overall?
Yes, actually, the clients we see very often over the past 25 years are three type of people. Number one, these people are tired of side effect of medication. So they take some medication, cause additional problem. Then they have to take a lot of medication to treat the side effect of this medication, kind of in a bad loop. So those people are just tired or afraid of the damage to the body. So they came to us. Another type of people, they just prefer natural care. You know, natural care, they do not like drug and all. So they like natural instead of chemicals to maintain the good health. So these people came to us. So in other words, the benefit of Eastern medicine is natural, and we treat the root cause of the health problems. And also we look at the body, individualize the treatment. So it's not everyone take aspirin when you have pain. So the pain might be from different reason. So we will identify the cause of the pain, treat the patient, or they do something at home individually according to the constitution. Constitution.
Is there always a natural solution, or do you sometimes need Western medicines to help?
Yeah, okay. Every medicine has its place. Of course. I mean, the West medicine has been have hundreds of years of history being practiced in Western countries. And some also in China. But Eastern medicine has 5,000 years of history. Both medicine has its place. And I think it's very well balanced as we do in China. So people go to West medicine doctor when they're sick, and they have to have some instant relief. So they went to the Western medicine. And after that, they will come to us, come to Eastern medicine to take care of the root cause of the problem. So to recover from the illness. So it's both medicine work very well together. Very typical condition we treat like a stroke, right, in mm-hmm. China. So on the acute stage, like bleeding in the brain or hematoma in the brain, so they were sold to the patient were sent to the Western Medicine Hospital, and as long as it becomes stabilized, past the risk stage, the doctors will send the patients to to our hospital to treat, to help the rehab recover. So that's it's a very good example.
Yeah, so you would go to a Western to take care of the immediate symptoms, get yourself stabilized, and then go to Eastern to take care of the root cause so that long term you can heal.
That's great. Yes. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. It's common sense, I think. It's great. I would just like to see more of this. Now, acupuncture, what is that, and does it really work?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Acupuncture is a main procedure of traditional Chinese medicine. In other words, besides acupuncture, we have herbal medicine, we have a medicated diet, we have a qigong meditation, as well as other remedies to help the body be balanced. So you ask, does it work? I just give you an example. Yesterday, I just talked to a patient. Last Monday, he came here with just a very pale face, look very drained, soreness in the back. And he has high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and diabetes. So he's taking medication for diabetes for 5 years. And I performed the diagnosis with Chinese medicine pulse reading, and also combined with Acugraph is a computerized testing of the energy balance. So according to the test results and my diagnosis, so I performed acupuncture session plus cupping. So after probably 1.5 hour treatment when he got up, he said, oh, I feel so much better. And then, so next day, and I see him yesterday again. So he explained, he said, next morning after breakfast, I feel normal again. And he measured his blood pressure was 169 to 95, dropped to 120 to 80. So he feel himself, because he's the one taking medication all the time, right? Because of diabetics, you have to. And he said, I really did not feel for a whole year, but especially last Sunday, he could not do anything as planned. So he feels so much, almost close to, he was in bed. Actually, he was in bed. So after a two-session treatment, he just feel amazingly changed how he felt before. Energy is up. His face color is not pale anymore, look more glowing, you know. And just that's actually every day I see this kind of change. After treatment, came out from the session, most of our patients look so much better immediately. I mean, they feel better, they feel rejuvenated, refreshed. So actually, if you ask, does the acupuncture work? Yes,
but absolutely. How does it work? I mean, how do little pins in your back and body actually change the energy and
yeah,
help you?
Yes. Okay, so our body, why our body can stay alive? Because the energy, the qi, the concept of qi is flowing constantly in the body. Because then we are bringing the blood with the qi energy flow properly, constantly in the, we call meridians, channels. Then we'll bring the blood to the different parts of our body to nurture the organs. So the organ get nourishment, get oxygen, like our brain. If our brain has oxygen, they can better function, right? So without enough oxygen, you feel tired, drained, not able to concentrate. So the energy has effect, bring more oxygen to the body parts. It doesn't matter. Your eyes get some qi flow, so the function better. So that's normal function.
So the pins that you're putting all over the body is actually getting the blood to flow and getting the oxygen evenly distributed throughout the body? I mean, is that what's physically happening?
Yes, there was physical happening. And you can see the results. The pain is relieved. The tension is gone. The mind is clear just after the session. So because the blood is refreshed through the process of qi circulate in the
body.
Because
you're getting it to circulate. So before, there was it stuck or just not circulating very well?
That's right.
And so this
yes.
is like getting an oil change. You're causing your blood to circulate properly throughout your whole body and bringing oxygen to all your different organs. And so, and before you were in there, your body just wasn't your blood just wasn't circulating properly or as efficiently.
Yes, that's right. Because due to the block, the energy due to physical trauma, you know, most of cases have sports injury, car accident, surgeries, or just emotional stress trauma on the daily basis. So the chemical toxicity, all these three factors, physical, emotional, chemical, block the energy flow in the body. That's why we start feeling, down, right? Headache, pain, stomach pain, you know, all this came from the blocked energy due to the physical, emotional stress trauma.
So is energy, yes, it really does. But does energy mean more than the blood going through and the oxygen hitting your organs? Is there also electrical energy or some other energy that flows through your body that Western medicine doesn't even identify?
Yes, that's exactly. You know, we have the blood, we have the blood flow in the body, but how fast, how efficient the blood flow to the organs, to the body parts, determines by how your energy flow. If your energy flow, your blood flow will follow, and then the oxygen will supply it to the body part and distribute evenly.
Okay, but is there another additional element that's energy? That's because you got the blood flow going everywhere and you're making that more efficient and bringing oxygen everywhere. But is there a concept of energy that is separate from the blood going through, or is the notion that the blood going through is the energy that you're talking about?
Oh, it's a separate. Yeah, blood flow in the blood vessels. The energy actually is the power push the blood flow throughout the body.
What causes that energy to push it through? I mean, you have your heart.
So that's life. That's life. Okay, so the life. Energy is like electricity. It's usually if you're not channeling, you don't feel it. But if you're channeling, if you touch the electrical wire, you know that's energy, right?
Yep.
But you don't see it until it's channeled within our body. So some people we have we call energy sensitive person. If you stimulate one point, so the sensation is going to go through the whole body. Sometimes we stimulate on the foot, you can feel the person on the head. That's not cannot be explained just by blood flow or nerve transfer. This is actually the separate biological phenomenon.
You know, because that's a big difference between Western and Eastern is Western doesn't even acknowledge an energy force, right? I mean, am I wrong? But I've never even heard of an energy force when it comes to Western medicine. But that's something that you talk about in Eastern medicine, and you're thinking in your philosophy is that's pretty much the whole life force. It's very important for that to be in balance.
Yes, correct. Yeah. But yes, it is absolutely the qi is essential for our life, for our health, because that's it's proven, because after they stimulated the qi flow in the body and the person does feel better. That's a fact.
Well, but I have a question for you. When some people go to, there's some doctors or healers that claim that they're doctors and they kind of wave their hands around the people and stuff. It seems silly to me that they're actually doing something. How do you know that what you're doing? I mean, do you even do that? Do you do things where you put your hands over somebody and try to deal with their energy? Or is there always, is there a way to always measure it and to be scientific about it?
Yeah, true. Okay, so the energy can be measured. I mean, I'm using the new technology. It's called Accugraph, Accugraph. That Accugraph is based on the Chinese medicine, the energy flow in the body. So actually, they can measure how your energy flow within the body with a probe and connect with the computer. So you actually can see which energy is flow, which channel the energy flow is weak or is overflow or is imbalance. So you can actually demonstrate it.
Okay, so it's very scientific. I mean, you look at it in a very scientific method. You're not just having your hand. Now, could your energy affect the patient? Like if you have balanced energy, can your energy help the patient somehow?
Okay, so yes. Yeah, I think we got to be healthy first. We need to be healthy. We need to be well in order to perform the treatment. Because, but it's not really the direct transfer my energy to the patient. No, actually through the procedures of needling, changes the flow of the energy. There was a physiological evidence to see how does it affect the body produce endorphin hormones differently after treatment.
Now, do you have, when someone's doing the acupuncture, do you have, or some of these treatments, do you have them connected to the machine so you can see how the energy is changing as you're doing the treatment?
Oh, okay. So we do have the enhance the electrical stimulator that can enhance the stimulation of the needles. Instead of manipulated by hands, traditional way, we use electrical stimulator actually to constantly stimulate the energy flow with the needles. So that can enhance the treatment. But the technology is not up to today. You can see the energy change yet.
Okay, so the technology, they're working on it to get to a point where you can measure it as you do it.
Yeah, you can measure before, after.
Okay, but not while. Okay.
Not while, yeah.
Are they working on it, though? Is there Chinese inventors and entrepreneurs working on trying to create that kind of a device?
That's actually very, very, very good way to explore the scientific base of acupuncture. Like, you know, we can monitor the blood, the heartbeat, right? You can connect with the EKG, so to see what changes. That's actually could, yes. We had this research done and tested the before, after. There was a significant the change, physical internal change before, after treatment.
But I would see if you could have some kind of device hooked up to you to watch how the energy is changing as it's flowing as you're doing stuff. You could completely control what you're doing. I mean, it would be a very interesting device
to have. Yes, I think so. With the nanotechnology, probably it's possible through the sensor on the skin to see what observe the change of the body during the treatment. Yeah,
that would be very interesting, because then it would also be able to tie this to a scientific. It would just make it, you would be able to have more control over what you're doing. It would be, I think it would help you immensely.
Actually, for our acupuncturist, that's not necessary, but just for the, you know, for the patients or for other profession to see the change, that's a very good way to create this kind of proving, right?
Yeah.
Method, yeah.
So what other types of procedures and methods do you advocate for people to do that it might not be as known as, like, acupuncture or herbal medicines and things?
Yeah, I think the big part we use is cupping therapy, right? Cupping therapy is put a suction cup on the body parts, especially the back side. So that's actually can dramatically increase the blood flow and through the points. So that's cupping therapy. Like we have one patient that has she has some cyst in the shoulder joint in the sac. So actually we use a method is called blood lady method. So actually they use blood in the area, suck out the old blood. And she just told me this morning she could sleep after that procedure because she had shoulder problem with MRI indicates a lot of inflammation on her shoulder, also with some cyst. Also she has impingement. Any movement causes her have the pain in her shoulder and might she woke up because of the pain. But after the blood lady method with cupping therapy, the pain is significantly decreased. She could sleep last night.
Well, and that's what you saw at the Olympics, right? When they were all walking around with those round hickey-like things on their backs. I assume they were doing that suction cup stuff.
Yes. Yeah. So, yeah, this is one of the, we talk about that we recommend the patients, especially combined health lifestyle is very important. Like we talk about the health 101 basics. What water you drink? How much sleep? What kind of exercise do you do? Do you do exercise? Do you do meditation time? So five basics. This has to be integrated with your daily health regimen, right? So besides therapy.
Okay, so the five basics are?
Yeah, okay. We need to drink water, enough water, not including coffee. Water is half ounces in our body weight. So 100 pounds, a person need to drink at least 50 ounces per day. If you're 200 pounds, you got to drink 10 cups a day. Hydrate the body. Number two, sleep. Sleep is the single thing we can recover from any tiredness, any endure during the daytime. So sleep, we need to get 7 hours and unbroken sleep. Sleep before 12 o'clock. Number three, exercise. we need to do at least 40 minutes a day exercise.
How much a day?
Every day.
How many a day?
40 minutes. 40 minutes.
40 minutes every single day? Would that just walking?
Yes,
just would walking, count?
Walking, just, yeah, walking, that will keep the sufficient blood circulation for the body. And
okay.
We need to do at least meditation. Meditation is just like a quiet down time, 20 minutes a day. You can do in the morning or in the evening.
So like when people come home from work and they just sit and watch TV because they need to unwind, does that count as meditation?
No, that's not really meditation. That's relaxation, but not meditation.
Well, I have to ask you.
Yeah, cannot replace. Meditation is really quiet down time, half close your eyes, just like reflect, settle down with yourself.
Okay.
What's the thoughts, you know.
Uh-huh. What's the fifth thing?
Yeah, fifth thing, we see eat. So we eat a healthy diet. In other words, the proportion of the food has to be right. So cannot eat too. So basically, we eat vegetable, fruit, and protein and carb. This triangle diet will keep us in good shape.
How about GMOs and processed food and all that stuff?
Oh, okay. So yes, try to organic, but at least fresh. Fresh fruit, fresh vegetables, and anything fresh. Because if you keep the food or drink too long, they produce different substance which does not go with our body. So drink spring water, change the oil so often, eat as much.
What do you mean change the oil so every so often? What does that mean?
Because every oil has different ingredients.
So, like, use olive oil for a while, then you make sure you're using coconut oil. I mean, switch it up. Don't use the same oil all the time.
That's right. That will help the body provide the different kinds of needs of minerals.
Okay. I also read that you were saying drink warm water every day when you get up. Why?
Yeah, that's actually important because in the morning, number one, hydrate yourself. Number two, detox. Because when you drink a glass of water, warm water, actually help your intestinal.
But why warm versus cold?
Yeah, because basically in the morning, your body temperature is kind of warm in bed, right? When you get up, the body, you don't want to cool right in the neck, like, you know, almost like if you drink a really ice cold water, almost a dump onto your head in the morning. It's not so healthy, right? So warm water is go along with the body's temperature. So your digestion system doesn't have to work hard to warm up.
Oh, that makes sense. It's just not a shock to the system.
Yes, that's exactly. And in general, we recommend to drink room temperature water than ice water or cold water, in general speaking.
Even though it tastes better. People like
cold
water, but it's not as healthy for you. Interesting. Okay. Now, do you ever work with Western doctors to help their patients out, or have they not embraced this?
Yes, like we work with the Stanford Occupational Department. They send us the patients with their pain, joint pain, the injury. So we treat the patients sent by them. So we Stanford University with the Occupational Department.
Oh, that's excellent. So
a lot of doctors are open. Yeah.
And they're starting to figure it out, especially in California, right? They're just more open to the holistic approach. And so they might take care of the initial problem, but then you take them on to deal with maybe the source of the issue?
Yes, we help the rehabilitation of the people. We also help them take up a root cause, so preventing from getting them again. Like they send the shoulder pain, like some information. So sometimes after injection of the steroid, I mean, cortisone shots in the joints actually become, even though have a temporary relief, but over time kind of damage the joints. So they have to send, use the method of healing the local inflammation so the problem will go away.
That's excellent. I would like to see it more integrated into medicine, more around the country, something that really starts to, you know, integrate. I know it's very popular on the West, but it really hasn't integrated yet to doctors around the country. And it's not really being taught in medical schools, from what I understand. And it would be nice to be able to have more of an integration.
Yeah, that's a movement. It's actually the trend. People needs both medicine. Not only the the Chinese practitioner or Eastern practitioner recommend. Actually, if the Western medicine doctors, traditional doctors here can recommend integrated this one, this healing system, actually is really beneficial for people's health. If we can educate Western doctors about how this healing this system can help people benefit people, so overall people will take less medication for sure. Pain medication will be much less. People will take avoiding a lot of unnecessary surgeries and be living more naturally healthier. So I think people will be grateful have these opportunities to just heal themselves with a natural method without, medication, less medication to keep good health. Like I would say maybe less people will take the flu shots. Less people will take pain pills. For sure, this is a good thing to happen, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, because the drug use is off the charts. I mean, and then the side effects with all that stuff and then how it's affecting our bodies taking all that stuff.
Yeah. Yes, that's absolutely. The side effect of drugs is just should be avoided more than people are taking now, right?
Well, how can people get hold of you and learn more about this? Because I think that's one of the basic issues that we have is not taking care of the core problems. We take care of symptoms, but we don't take care of the source. I mean, just common sense, right?
Yes.
So you've developed a method that includes seven ancient health wisdoms. What are those seven wisdoms that you incorporate?
Yes. Number one, balance the breathing and out on a regular basis.
Okay, and that really helps with stress and anxiety and all sorts of stuff.
The health stress, yes. Yes, clear your mind and allow your body function more efficiently.
Okay.
And number two, we need to balance exercise and meditation.
Okay, so what do you mean by balancing exercise and meditation? Like just don't do... you have to do both. You can't
too
just
much. Don't do too much.
Okay.
Yes. Don't miss any of it. Don't miss number one. Don't miss both are very important elements. Number two, not extreme exercise or not extreme meditation is a balance.
Okay.
And also the time is better exercise in the morning. So the vigor, the energy, the stimulates the energy flow.
Oh, okay.
Blood flow. So it's for the day activities.
Okay, that makes sense.
And meditation at night will withdraw the energy inward, calming the body and mind. So it's good for exercise, for sleep, recovery, rejuvenate through the night.
Okay. What's number three?
Number three, drink green tea instead of coffee.
And why is that?
Because green tea is a natural antioxidant. Not only can help lose weight, but also help antioxidant. It's good for... Okay, so we drink tea throughout the day.
So any time during the day, drinking tea is good. And now, does it have a lot of caffeine or does green tea... The caffeine is really not a factor with green tea?
No. Yes, green tea has the right amount of caffeine that keep our body with work better, but without any side effect of stimulation.
Oh, okay.
Just like waking the mind.
Okay, so what's number four?
Number four, eat meals, three meals in the right. Okay, in other words, we eat breakfast, good breakfast with a lot of protein, especially hard-boiled eggs.
Okay, what does a hard-boiled egg do?
That actually promotes most, not only protein, has a lot of minerals. Actually, these minerals are very important for the body to function, especially like the B complex, a lot of B, the yolk, right? It's like eggs is kind of life.
Okay, interesting. So now, could you get that through supplements, or is it better to get it through food?
Food. Get from the food is much better than supplement, because our body is part of nature, right?
Yes.
So what nature provided is the best refined ingredients for our body.
Okay.
Like the flowers, the trees, you know, they just naturally grow certain colors of flowers, certain length, certain heights of, so where the nature is well balanced. We're part of nature. So come from nature, that's the best. The original form, like egg, is very nutritional. Even though people are afraid of high cholesterol, I think cholesterol cannot blame eggs if you eat the right one, right formed.
Well, in cholesterol, they're learning that that's a byproduct of inflammation anyways. And so there's other things that are source issues that aren't, that's cholesterol's a symptom.
Yeah, because I think this is egg, especially a hard-boiled egg, should have credits in people's health.
Okay, well, so what's number five?
Number five. So, no, bigger breakfast, medium lunch, light dinner.
Okay. Medium. So big breakfast, medium lunch, light dinner. How about snacks in between?
Snacks, actually, is not, unless you have some, have food not over 5 hours. That's good enough. You don't have the snacks. Regular meals is the best resource. But in between, you can eat some fruit, right? Not meals, fruit. Drink water. So body should have sufficient nutrients.
Okay, so fruit's good. Smaller snacks that are healthy, but not meal. I mean, you just something simple, but nothing extravagant.
Yes. Certainly drink enough water.
Okay. And does green tea count as water or no?
No.
Okay, so you still need to drink.
I mean, water intake should be much more than tea. Tea can be small. I mean, actually, water is water, separate item our body needs.
Okay.
So, drink a warm cup, lukewarm water in the morning, waking up.
Well, how can people get hold of you? How can other doctors get hold of you? How can patients get hold of you? Because setting up something that you have set up with Stanford in other areas of the country would be something very beneficial to, you know, people in this country. So how can people get hold of you and learn what you've done?
Yeah, so my website is myeternalhealth.com. So get a lot of information there. Actually, as I talk, I think I feel obligated as a Eastern medicine practitioner to actually educate the Western doctors more systematically in a periodical free time frame to explain how does acupuncture work, what is the benefit or what is the outcome could it receive through the acupuncture. That's actually, I feel like I need to do more of those outreach to help the community understand, especially through doctors.
Yeah, so that would be great. Oh. So they can get hold of you and you can do more outreach with them and help the communities learn what this can do.
Yeah, then it is my passion to, you know, to expanding this healing system to the world so that will benefit more people, not only through my own hand to treating client, but I think I have a passion and have a real desire to spread this good healing system for people who can benefit from it.
Well, excellent. Well, thank you so much for joining the program today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Sarah.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that interview with Chuli Zhou, Master Healer. I will have her information up on my website at sarahwestall.com. It's amazing to be able to talk to somebody who has that much knowledge on a subject, and she would love to go talk to doctors around the country. So if you're a doctor out there, she works with, you know, Stanford University and many other Western doctors and helps them understand Eastern medicine. I think she could really help this country getting her healing system out there to the world. So I will have her contact information up on my radio page. So I'm going to close out this episode of Business Game Changers with a song from William Calamari. So I hope everybody has a wonderful day and a wonderful week. Thank you.
You've been listening to Business Game Changers with host Sarah Westall. As Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. And learn more about Sarah at sarahwestall.com today.